This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. I want to kick off with our brand new affiliate tonight. I'm really excited about it. WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina. Love it, in western North Carolina, the beautiful mountains. Excited to be a part of the team there. All the guys over there on with Matt Millen today, and just all the team. And it's unbelievable. So we're excited to be a part of your family as well as you a part of ours. I want to empower your folks over there in Asheville to get well, stay well, and live well, and know that there's hope always for better health. Chocolate. I did say that. Girls, I know you're listening right now and you're thinking, if you tell me chocolate's good for me, this is going to be the best show in the world. Well, guess what? It is good for you. And that's the dark chocolate, not the milk chocolate kind, but usually about the cocoa that's about 75% or better. They had a study that came out. The Washington Post noted it, but it said that eating chocolate could benefit the heart, they're saying. A new study finds lowering heart disease by 37%. That's pretty good. The British Medical Journal did a study where they found over 100,000 people that they did, one out of seven in this study, consumed chocolate versus a placebo, and it increased the capability and reduced cardiovascular disease. So it's pretty amazing. So head to the supermarkets and don't really get the big five-pound bag of M&Ms, they're saying in the study, but stick to the dark chocolate. We know that. And a lot of the other companies, usually it used to be like the organic companies that were making the dark chocolate, but now a lot of the regular standard companies like Hershey's and some of the mainstream companies are jumping in. And the dark chocolate, remember, 75% cocoa or better, it actually has great benefits. And now they're saying for overall heart health. I mean, a lot of cardiologists are actually recommending this to their patients, which is great to see. You think something that has been touted as being so bad for you actually is good for you. And so chocolate really does play a big role. It also helps your brain chemistry. One of the big reasons why when you eat chocolate, you get that rush. It's not really the little bit of caffeine that's in the chocolate that makes you feel better. It actually is a component in chocolate that raises dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical that makes us feel good. A lot of the brain chemistry drugs that lifts you out of depression focus on dopamine. Well, chocolate does a similar type mechanism in the body. Literally two or three squares of a good dark chocolate can help raise dopamine levels sufficient enough to give you not really a buzz for two or three hours, but to help balance out brain chemistry for a couple of hours. So it's interesting, the effects of what we're finding in our food supply. Food can be our best medicine. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off right now to the phones with Gary. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Living well. What's up?
I'm struggling with depression and a little bit of anxiety.
Okay. When did it start?
Probably about a year ago.
What happened? Did you go through something?
I'm going through a separation right now.
Okay. Yeah. Is that by you or by her?
By her.
Yeah. She still love you?
I think so.
Yeah. You have kids?
No, we don't.
No kids. How long have you been married?
3 years.
Is your first marriage or only marriage?
No, it's my my third and her second.
Hmm. Well, here's the deal. At the end of the day, she wants to kind of move on, or she wants to separate to figure out if she wants to move on. Does she have a reason, or is she just trying to figure herself out?
She's trying to figure herself out, and it's because I had so much self-esteem issues with our relationship.
Are you codependent? Yeah. And I'm not knocking it, man. I'm just asking. So, I mean, a lot of people struggle with that. Well, here's the deal. Relationships can be a real good thing, or they can be a bad thing. And I know it's hard to be separated because if you have a codependent type tendency, it's really tough because you really lean on someone else to bring happiness. And as long as you're in that secure environment, you feel happy. If that environment breaks away, then it feels like your security breaks away, and you can get to a place where you really get scared and feel alone, and that puts you in a really bad place. So understand how that can throw you into depression. But, you know, third marriage, and I don't know all the circumstances of all your other ones, third marriage is a tough spot too. And so did that come up with your other marriages as well, that same behavior, or was it different circumstances?
No, it was different circumstances.
Okay. Well, one thing I can tell you is behavior is the most important thing. See, I can sit here and talk to you about what can you do for depression. I can talk about omega-3 fish oils. I can talk about vitamin B6. And I can talk about vitamin D and the big role that it plays in helping with depression. And those are great things to look into. Your diet plays a big role. Serotonin. And what the different medications do. And I'm going to get into that in just a second, but I have to tell you this, okay? The behavior that you're dealing with, like until you correct that, until you really get that in line, you'll never be able to have a healthy relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So my question to you is, are you willing to change? Do you want to change? Or is it something you've been working on for a long time?
Yes, I am working on it now. Like I said, we've been separated for almost a year, and I've been working on myself a lot, but it's still with the depression, and anxiety every once in a while.
Have you got some counseling? Do you have any, like a pastor or somebody you're talking with?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Let me tell you something. Guys need other guys. And make sure you have somebody that has a really strong marriage. They're a real strong guy, meaning that they're fine whether they're married or fine whether they're by themselves. Well, here's a key for depression. What can play a big role is our diet. And the foods that we eat every single day can play a major role in our overall health. So with depression and anxiety, the foods you put inside your body can affect brain chemistry at a very high level. So that's what we'll do in just a moment. We're going to a commercial break, and we're going to talk about the different food groups and what they can do to affect things like serotonin and dopamine and GABA, which is a big one for anxiety, so that you don't have to feel like you're dependent on medications. You can actually take responsibility for your health and begin to kind of take charge. Because not that the medicine's bad, it's a good thing, and it's great to manage when we're going through certain symptoms. But at the end of the day, you want to be able to say, hey, I'm doing something proactive with what I'm going through. And you really can't. You know, depression and anxiety can be tough to deal with. And you've got enough dealing with trying to rebuild yourself. But we'll get into some good answers for this, for depression and anxiety, when we come back.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Gary about depression and anxiety. Going through a tough time right now with separation and, you know, just working on things with his wife, which I think Gary would throw any guy. I don't care if you're dealing, you know, working through certain security issues and, you know, being codependent and all. And just so you know, a lot of people struggle with that. But the depression and anxiety can go along with that, and it's natural. It's subconscious a lot of times. But it also can be nutritional, and that can play a big role. Are you overweight by chance, Gary?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So is your diet fairly good, or are you the kind of person that can eat pretty much whatever you want and stay thin?
I can eat pretty much what I want.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. If you can radically change some of the things you're eating, and that's tough a lot of times because when you're going through depression, you know, food tends to be kind of a soothing part of what we do. It can kind of, you know what I'm saying, you know, it almost acts like a drug in some ways. So, you know, eating certain foods can make you feel better and that sort of thing. But you have two main neurotransmitters that you're working with right now, the brain chemicals. And there are certain things you can do to help with anxiety and depression. One is by avoiding gluten. And gluten is a protein found in most grains. So things like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those kind of foods, they actually play a big role in keeping serotonin levels, which is kind of a feel-good chemical, from being at its peak level. And that's what the medication with Celexa that you're taking, that's what that's doing. It's attempting to balance out your serotonin levels. So you're saying it's not working very well. So let me tell you some foods that can help if you look into that can affect brain chemistry. All right, here's a couple of them. Mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So are you vegetarian or anything like that, or you eat pretty much whatever?
I try to eat healthy.
Okay. I mean, are making these kind of changes something you could do?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Well, let me throw some things at you then. Supplements that can be helpful. Niacinamide, which is a vitamin B3, and P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's a version of vitamin B6. Now, those you can get at a health food store, but you know, you're going to talk with your doctor, and here's the deal. Supplements is a different ballgame than foods. And with supplements, you can't really start taking a bunch of things if you're taking those meds at the same time. So you said you got an appointment, you know, tomorrow or the next day, so just maybe discuss that with them when you go, all right? And here's the deal with GABA. GABA is the one for anxiety. Talk to me about anxiety. Do you get panic attacks or feel like you can't breathe? What happens with that?
No, it doesn't last very long. It only lasts about like an hour maybe at the most. But then it goes away. I just don't have it very much, but I notice when I do have it, it's like my body tenses up.
Okay. Well, most of the time, have you taken any medicine, like Xanax or anything like that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
That's okay. Have you taken any medicine for it, like Xanax?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, to raise your GABA levels and get those manageable and where they need to be, here's the key. Because GABA is more about not eating certain foods, but it's about staying away from certain foods. And so just to get into that, here are the foods that you should avoid if you want to keep your GABA levels at an equal playing field, all right, which can help when you're struggling with the potential of having, you know, the anxiety like we're talking about. Here they are: peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So a lot of those foods, here's the amazing thing, a lot of those foods sound healthy, don't they? I mean, like salmon, you would think would be a great health food. Spinach, oh yeah, all day long. But see, understanding what the foods can do that can affect your brain chemistry, that's a big deal. So something to think about. So I'll say them again. Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So all of those. And again, if you want kind of the healthy foods that you can eat, the ones you should avoid, my book is available. It's empoweringyourhealth.com. That's where you can find it. And it's called Empowering Your Health. And it's very easy to follow. It's kind of how to do things from A to Z. And I think it could be a real good resource for you. And matter of fact, it's just one of those challenges when you're dealing with depression and anxiety. Gary, it's as you're walking through this, you want to be proactive. And I know you are. I mean, that's why you're reaching out to me right now. It's one of those things you want to just make sure you're changing your lifestyle. And exercise plays a big role, too. You know, when you don't feel like getting out of bed, you just feel kind of bummed out and you don't feel like doing anything. It can make a big difference just to go and get on the treadmill for 30 minutes or go to the gym and, you know, do your best to work out for 20 minutes or go walk around the block. Just getting that in motion. There's a lot of studies out there that have shown us that it increases the endorphins in the body and increases the functionality of the brain and make you feel better. So those are some very beneficial things from more of a lifestyle perspective that can help in dealing with anxiety and depression. But, you know, get to the root, man. I mean, really, as you're talking to the counselor and all that, get to the root of why you feel the tendency to put another person where they can make you or break you. And that's probably what she's struggling with. You know, women, they want to be adored and they want to be loved, no doubt about it. But they want the guy a lot of times to be the rock and to be a place where they can lean on. And that's what you have to be. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just, as you're walking through that process, I mean, we've all got stuff we got to walk through, you know. And it's one of those times where you've already been through several marriages, and this could be the one to stick. You know, this could be the one. If, you know, maybe she's having her doubts. That's okay. But you just get to a place where you can be the guy you were designed to be, that you're called to be. And as you go through that process, you know, good nutrition, good lifestyle habits, they can help. They really can. And your doctor can recommend certain medications that can help, even though the Celexa might not right now. You know, there are other medications. There's tons of them, actually. And many times people have to play around with different ones to figure out what works. But, you know, you may find by radically changing your lifestyle that you may not even need the meds. And by working through counseling and kind of getting Gary back, you might not need it either. So just a good battle plan, a good game plan for you. But I just want you to know we're here for you. You can call anytime. You can email anytime. And we'll do everything we can to walk you through the process. And if anything, just be a friend to you. Thanks for the call.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. A lot of people not sleeping well. I hear that all the time. Calls in here all the time. It could be due to blood pressure. And they're saying now if you sleep poorly, your chances of developing high blood pressure may increase, as the new research says. In the study, men with the lowest level of deeper stages of sleep, known as the slow wave sleep, had about 80% higher chance of developing high blood pressure than men with the highest level of restorative sleep. And the link, regardless of the factors such as obesity or how long the men slept, but their reductions in the deepest stage of sleep is specifically associated with an increased risk of developing the high blood pressure. Dr. Susan Redline, who's a professor of sleep medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and also Harvard Medical School, there was a study published on the August 29th edition of the Journal of Hypertension, and it reinforced other research that has a link to sleep problems and raised risk of obesity and cardiovascular issues as well. But they found, after doing this, the researchers dividing all the men up in different groups, and they found that they took into account the race, the age, body mass, and other factors along with this. But in the study, they found overall that the sleep deprivation led to a higher risk of blood pressure. And the deeper stage of sleep that a person goes into in these men, the less chance they have of high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease. So it's interesting when it comes down to that. Sleep is really important. If you notice that in medicine, typically in healthcare, no matter what somebody has, no matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, depression, anxiety, whatever it is, if a person is not sleeping well, the physician typically will always go after getting them to sleep first, because so much restoration can happen when someone gets proper sleep at night. If they can get into the deep stages of sleep, the body can regenerate, it can restore, it can repair for the next day. And everything from hormones all the way around, it's so important and so critical for us to get good proper sleep. So great study, especially in the indication of blood pressure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Patricia. Patricia, welcome, darling. How can I help?
Well, I have a problem with my face swelling.
Okay. When did it start?
Well, I just can't remember, but if I exert myself around the house here, where when I'm all by myself and everything, if I do some little thing, I mean, to me it seems like a little thing, but my body, it seems like it's exerting itself, and it's, my face starts to sweat. And also, in real hot weather, if I'm out, even between the car and the church, that little bit you walk, hot and my face sweats.
Okay. But only your face. You don't sweat in other areas, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I do, but that's the embarrassing part, because my face, I've looked in the mirror when I've been sweating in the face, and it's coming out of all the pores in the face. Big drops, and then they run down my face.
Now, are you overweight at all?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay, and I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, that plays a big role.
Then I'll get rid of it.
How much overweight are you? If you said, I need to lose this much weight, how much would it be, you think?
45 pounds.
That's not bad. You can do that.
I know it. I will do it.
Okay. And what is your age, darling?
85.
Well, you're just a spring chicken. You got plenty of time.
Don't worry. Right. I'll lose the weight, and I know I'm a spring chicken. Everyone tells me I look about 60, but I'm 85, and I'm in pretty good health, and I can walk good, you know, and everything.
Have you had some blood work done recently with your doctor? When's the last time you had that done?
What done, please?
Your blood work. Have you had any blood work done with your physician recently?
Yes, I did, and before there was something a little wrong with my liver, but this last one, it was fine, and the blood didn't bother him a bit. He said it was fine, all right, but I don't know what tests he takes. Like you suggest, they ought to do a test for vitamin D level. Well,
absolutely.
I doubt he goes to that, but I should pipe up about it, I think.
Yeah, pipe up a little bit. Go ahead and ask him. Jump in there. You know,
yeah,
and they think that's a good thing to do. Do you have any other?
I've been taking vitamin D because you like it.
Okay, good. That's good. Now here's another kicker. Now you sweat a lot. Do you have anything like diabetes or any other health challenge that you've been diagnosed with?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
Don't take any medicine.
Pardon?
You don't take any medicine?
Well, sure I do.
For what?
I take sertraline in the morning.
Ah, okay.
And let's see, I take amitriptyline at night, and...
Well, then, just with those medicines, that shouldn't be a big issue. I would go to your physician, have them do a couple of blood tests like the vitamin D. That can play a role. And also your sodium and potassium, Patricia, can play a role, as well as the excess sweating. So it could be an issue with the adrenal glands. It could be an issue with your sodium and potassium being off. You could have a little bit too much on the potassium side, and they can check that through the blood work. So when you go in to get that vitamin D done, maybe have them check the other areas as well. And, you know, exercise will play a big role. Eating the proper diet is going to play a big role. And, of course, you know, I'm a fan of the anti-inflammatory diet, so maybe that's something you want to consider looking into. But 45 pounds, that's nothing. You can lose that. Really, you can. And I'm not just saying that. If you'll get active, really watch your diet, play a big role with that, and get focused and start making some of these changes, I think you're going to do great. So keep me posted on how it's going. Get the blood work done, and they'll probably find lying in there some of the issues of what's causing the sweating. And also look into celery juice, right? Celery juice has been known for people that do a lot of excess sweating or just pour out sweat seemingly more than they used to. A lot of times it could be a little bit of sodium levels being off, and it's the best natural form of sodium, not like table salt. It's a little bit different that we have. So check into that. Keep me posted, okay? Thanks for the call, darling. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out at getwellradio.com. Tony writes in an email from New Orleans, Louisiana. It says, me and my wife are proud parents of three kids. You go, Tony, and your wife. I think it's a great thing. Kids are the best. Our youngest is six and just started school. He's only sleeping a couple of hours a night. The rest of the time, he's walking in a room and in and out of our room. Is this a bad sign, or do you think he's only it's only temporary? Well, it just depends. Sometimes kids go through anxiety. If they're, you know, he's just started school for the first time, so he's probably going through some separation anxiety from you and the wife. And so he probably feels comfortable by coming in, spending more time with you guys. So, you know, most experts and even psychologists would say in that case to not really fight it, because kids will let you know when they're okay. Sometimes you might want to let them hang out with you. If he feels more comfortable, can go to sleep. You know, every now and then it's not that big of a deal. The pediatricians will also say that's okay. It depends on who you talk to. You know, you do need to kind of counsel him as a parent, be a friend to him, and let him know that it's okay. It's a natural phase of life. And what is your struggle? You know, everybody is dealing with something with their health. You funny, you talk to people, and they always say, and you say, hi, how's it going, John? Oh, well, it's going good. You know, my diabetes is getting a little bit better. How's it going, Susan? Well, you know, the hot flashes, hey, they've been toned up a little bit. I just feel like I'm flashing all the time. It's funny, isn't it? I mean, you talk to people and really just say, hey, how's it going? Half the time, people don't even mean when they ask how somebody's doing. It's just in the South, for sure, it tends to be just the thing we do. Well, it's funny because people, 9 times out of 10, I guess it's the older you get, maybe after age 45 or so, people always want to answer about their health. How are you doing? Well, they'll start telling you how their big toe started hurting yesterday. Well, you know, did you really want to know that? TMI. So the reality is there's some basic principles that you can follow to get your health back, to go from where you are to where you need to be. And following these principles every single day can help you tremendously. So you don't get lost in the clutter. You don't get lost in all the information and misinformation that's out there regarding our health, and you can go to the next level. So it's all common sense, and that's what we want to help you do on this show. That's what we want to empower you to do on this show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Obesity prevention, they're talking about now, should focus a lot on daycare. And the experts are saying that the fight against childhood obesity should have a new focus. We call it daycare. 82% of American children under age 6 are in daycare outside the home while their parents work. And that means that many meals are no longer eaten around the family table, but at daycare, where parents may have little or no control over what they're eating. Now, let me just stop right there. That is the case for a lot of people. But parents, you have to jump in. Whether you prepare the lunch, you prepare the meals, and you are in control. Do not let a daycare center dictate the kind of food that your kids are going to eat. It's crazy. But they've done a study. The kids in full-time daycare get 2/3 of their daily calories there. So it's really the older adults who are driving the nutritional value of what children consume. They did a study at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, and they said, Benjamin Nealon and colleagues did the study, and they found that most states have minimal requirements for healthy eating and physical activity in child daycare. So there is some state regulation, but it depends on how much they're really enforcing it. And it may differ from public health expert recommendations. So like what your doctor would say is going to be different than what the standards are for the daycare. So you might want to ask, you know, how much activity is my child going to get? What kind of foods are you planning on? Make sure you ask all the necessary questions so that you don't add to the obesity issue that we already are seeing with our kids. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics,
to tell you about To Your Health Liquid Vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out online or send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to kick it off now.
Hey, how you doing?
I am living well. How can I help?
I was calling to see if you had any suggestions for helping me to beat a dependency problem that I have.
Okay, what's up? How's it? What's? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I've been dependent on hydrocodone for about 4 years now, and mm-hmm. I'm ready to stop.
Did you start taking it for an injury or some pain management?
For an injury, a broken foot.
Okay. And then you started taking it, got hooked on it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it happens. It does. What is your age, Jason?
39.
Yeah. Have you talked with the doctor about it yet?
No, I haven't. You are the one I called.
Okay. Here's the deal. There is a great way to get off that. It's going to be hard. Probably know that. It's going to be tough. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. It's going to be uncomfortable. So the only way you're going to be able to get off of it, there is no silver bullet. There is no, kind of candy coating it. I wish I could tell you, man, there is the best way to get off this. It is, it's just smooth as silk and you won't feel a thing. It's not going to be fun. So my question to you is, why are you ready?
Well, to be honest with you, over the years, I've lost a couple of jobs, lost a lot of weight, and, I'm done.
Yeah.
Make a change.
Yeah. You're ready to be you again.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think that whenever you go from kind of a, I wouldn't say you're in a bad place, but just in a different place in your life. And whenever you go from that to a new place where you want to get back to who you are and get back to that place where you can be productive and successful and you can make a difference and make an impact, which you can. But to climb that little hill that you've got to climb is going to be tough. So my question that I always ask people, it's literally I ask everyone, it's the subtitle of my book, and I made it that way for a reason, but whenever I work with patients or whatever, I always say, do you want to get well? So that's the question. So you're telling me yes, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the second question I always ask people is, okay, you want to get well. That's great. And I commend you for that. But second question is, are you willing to do what it takes no matter how hard it might be?
I am.
Okay. Then here's the deal. You got to find a doc in your area. And you got to go in there like a family physician. You got to tell them that, look, man, I'm hooked on hydrocodone. I want to get off. And most doctors are going to look at you like, sure you do. Okay? There are physicians out there that are really, really helpful. And they will take you by the hand and they'll walk you through it. There is a wean-off process that they'll wean you down. And there's going to be a process where I would probably plan on seeing that doctor about at least maybe even once a week in the beginning for about a month. And then go to 2 weeks, once every 2 weeks, just for the accountability and to know that they're there for you. You don't want to do the deal where they give you, if they give you a here's what might be typical. If they give you a wean off process and say, see me in 6 weeks, don't do that. Because it's going to be too easy for you to fall off the wagon. Do something where you can hang with them a little bit more than that. And then here's another one of what you want to do. You want to get with like a registered dietitian.
and have them work on a dietary strategy for you during this process, because it'll be extremely helpful for you. Do you have do you do any other bad habits like smoking or anything? You with me?
Yeah, I smoke.
You do smoke. Okay. One thing at a time. I'm not gonna push you on that one. But the one thing you definitely want to, the addictive behavior, dependency behavior is there. And so by you kicking this and getting victory over this, once you see the victory, once you push through, once you've made it, it's going to be easy for you to get off the smoking as well. You just need to see the victory for yourself. But a physician should help walk you through this, because there is medicine involved. And a lot of docs, believe it or not, family physicians are really the ones I would go to, because they're kind of the front lines, and they see this a lot, and they'll be able to walk you through it, come up with a game plan. But as long as you keep in front of you the fact that you want to get well, that nothing is going to hold you back, that not one thing could cause you to go back and put one of those pills in your body, that you have a made-up mind. You got to have some goals, and I would write them down, and I would put them on little note cards. I'd put it on your mirror. I'd put it in your car where the speedometer is, where you can see it all the time. I'd read it multiple times throughout the day, because you have to have a reason. If you don't have a written-out reason that you can see on a regular basis of why you decided to quit and what your goal is going to be, then many times people won't stick to it. You've got to keep your goal before you during an entire, at least 30-day period. This is going to take a little bit longer than that. But you just got to know it's going to be tough, it's going to be hard, but if you're wanting to get well, then you'll make it. But there's not a silver bullet. I wish I could tell you that there was. But I can tell you this. Replacement behavior therapy is very good. Now, what is that? It is where you immerse yourself in some form of hobby or habit. So, for example, if you're trying to kick this, then maybe you get in, I don't know what you're into, but maybe you get into healthy eating or exercise or something that you can really kind of throw yourself into, that is something you do every single day that you love doing. Maybe it's fishing, maybe it's golf, maybe it's tennis, and get addicted to that, the hobby, or, you know, some type of new lifestyle choice. And by getting into that, it'll slowly remove the other from your life, the addictive behavior to the drug. So that can be very helpful. But keep me posted. I want to know how it goes. And, of course, here on the show, we're always here for you. All right? Thanks so much for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that even those north of the station is engaged in rendering any formal medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA, and it is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician to answer questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.